Last night, the state Senate approved legislation extending Medicaid benefits to hundreds of thousands of Michigan residents. The measure initially failed when it didn't get the 20 votes it needed to pass. But then the chamber agreed to reconsider the bill, and it passed, with Republican Senator Tom Casperson switching his vote to yes. Governor Snyder praised the Senate for moving the bill forward.
So now we're going to have an opportunity, hopefully with House passage, to move forward in terms of taking care of many hundreds of thousands of Michiganders. And we all know someone that falls in that category, hardworking people, but lower income people that couldn't afford health insurance.
Joining us now is Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, who joins us from the Capitol. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Cindy.
So the state Senate passed the Medicaid expansion, and as the governor said, now the legislation goes back to the House. So give us a sense of what's going to happen now.
Well, like you said, it goes back to the House. It could be voted on as soon as next week. That if they think that the votes are there, they're not going to want to wait on this. We do know that the Republican-led House did pass it earlier this summer. Like the Senate, it took a majority of Democrats with some Republicans coming along to make it happen. When the Senate did not quickly follow suit, which was what expected, there were some hard feelings left over. But, you know, House Speaker Jace Bolger did issue a statement following the Senate action saying, you know, praising this legislation as an improvement. And so even though, you know, nothing is certain and it's not over until it's over, right now there seems to be a pretty high degree of confidence that this will be passed by the House, and that would clear the way to send it to Governor Rick Snyder's desk, except there is this one other wrinkle lying out there.
And that wrinkle is immediate effect. Now, this is what, a procedural vote that determines when a law is actually enacted, and the Senate did not vote to give this bill, the Medicaid expansion bill, immediate effect. So that would mean the expansion could be delayed from January until April. Can you explain this for us?
Well, possibly April. The Michigan Constitution says that most laws are going to be enacted 90 days after the last day of the session, of the legislature's session of the year. The idea was that the framers of the state constitution didn't want to spring laws on people and businesses without giving them time to get ready for them. And so the idea was that, well, if we give them, you know, 3 months until the end of the session, then, you know, that's enough time. But there are going to be some instances where you don't want to wait that long. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want to make it, you know, go into effect right away to meet some kind of an emergency. Maybe you just want to not have to wait that long for the law to pass. And so what the framers allowed is by supermajorities, two-thirds votes, that the legislature could give a measure immediate effect, which allows it to go into effect, you know, as the name implies, you know, right away. So that's where this stands. The majority by which this bill cleared the Senate was not two-thirds. It wasn't 24 votes, 25 votes. And they weren't able to get it for that separate procedural vote. So now it's sitting with the House, and that leaves the Snyder administration with a problem.
And the problem is?
The problem is about a $630 million problem if the legislature does not adjourn until the end of the year and it takes until early spring for the new law to take effect. What the Snyder administration was counting on was that we would start covering more people under the Medicaid expansion starting in January 1st. No immediate effect, no January 1st enactment date, no Medicaid expansion until the spring. The price tag on that, the administration says, is $7 million a day. That adds up to $630 million for the first 3 months of the year. And that's money that the state would never make up, because under the federal health care law, starting on January 1st, you're eligible for your federal funds, but they don't give you more at the end if you didn't sign up on time.
No retroactive goodies for slowpokes.
Right.
Are there any options to try to push this up from April to anything earlier?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different ways that the machinations could go. You know, the House could decide to delay its vote to give the Senate time to take up the legislation again, or at least the motion for immediate effect on the Medicaid expansion. You know, One thing that they could conceivably do is if they can get their work done by the end of the September, that would be a heavy lift because there are still some contentious issues out there. They could adjourn for the year at the end of September. That would start the clock ticking, and that would get the Medicaid expansion started on January 1st. That's one of those things that's very often talked about when you're facing a problem like this. I've never actually seen that happen, though.
Well, obviously an issue that we will be watching closely with your help. Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Rick, thanks so much.
Oh, my pleasure, Cindy.